The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simin Pei Ches in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Laws of Muktzah. We are up to Sif Ches, and this halacha is one that many people are not aware of. We previously mentioned that among the categories of muktzah is a kli shemelachto le'iser. This is a utensil whose primary use is for something which is forbidden on Shabbos. And we pointed out that it may be moved when one would want to use it for a permissible use, as well as if someone needs the space. However, to move a kli shemelachto le'iser to protect it would be prohibited. So now we will be discussing a kli shemelachto le'heter. This is referring to a utensil whose primary use is for something which is permissible on Shabbos. And we will find that there are some restrictions even with a utensil like this. He says, kli shemelachto leheter, any utensil whose primary work is for something which is permissible on Shabbos, o afilo le'iser uleheter, or it has more than one use, and the uses include things which are prohibited and things which are permissible on Shabbos, kigon kideros, such as dishes, v'afilo kelim mu'usim, and even dishes which are disgusting. D'b'Shabbos muktzah machmas mias mutar, because the rule on Shabbos is that anything which is muktzah, because it is repulsive to a person, is mutar, is allowed to be moved. So things like this, mutar l'taltalon afilo rak b'shvil hakli, they may be moved even if it's only being done for the sake of the utensil itself. Shelo yiganev o yishaber, so that it should not be stolen or broken. So for example, if I have a plate, a china dish, which is at the edge of a table, and it looks like it might fall off. So even though right now I am not using the plate, I would be allowed to move it so that it should not break. As opposed to a kli shemelachto le'iser, if there would be, let's say, car keys, which are lying around, a place where someone could steal them, so that would be in the category of a kli shemelachto le'iser, and I would not be allowed to move it in order to protect the car keys. Now, this that we say that a kli shemelachto le'heter can be moved so that it should not get stolen or damaged, there are still are other restrictions. He says, avo shelo l'tzorech klal, but to move it for no purpose at all, aser l'taltalo, it would be forbidden to move it. The Chayyadam explains that Chazal did not want us to apply excessive effort. We're not supposed to be just moving things around on Shabbos. So if there's a purpose in moving it, so it is justified. If there's no purpose, it is not justified. So he goes on and says, V'kisvei HaKodesh V'acholin, and svarim of any type, as well as food, mutar l'taltalon afilo shelo l'tzorech klal. These are exceptional, and they would be allowed to be moved even though I have no purpose in moving them. It's still justified. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that according to many opinions, those eating utensils which normally go on the table, such as silverware and plates and cups, they would have the same halacha as food, and therefore, even for no purpose, they could be moved. Although there are some who are machmir about this. Now, in halakha tes, we deal with an additional prohibition regarding muktzah. Until now, we only discussed moving muktzah. But now we're going to find something else that is usher. He says, Kishem sha'asal talta osa muktzah os anolad. The same way it is forbidden to move muktzah or to move nolad, something which is newly created, kach osa litein kli tachtayen, it is also forbidden to put a utensil underneath them, kidei sheyiplu l'socho, so that they should fall into it. Because through this, it will cause the utensil, which is being put on bottom, to become subordinate, and the utensil could not be moved anymore. And it's as if we are attaching it with cement. So, to put a utensil underneath muktzah, to catch the muktzah, that is forbidden, even though we're not moving the muktzah at all. Avo mutter lichpos sal lifnei ha'afrochim, it is permissible to turn over a basket in front of chicks, kidei she'yalu v'yeridu bo, so they could use it as a step to go up and down with it. Ki la'acha shelo yiyu alav, since they're not going to remain in it, they're just using it as a step temporarily, mutter l'tautalo, so it is permissible to move the step, move the sow in this case. In other words, since the basket is only going to be used temporarily, which means that after there's no chicks in it, the basket could once again be moved. So that doesn't go into this prohibition. This prohibition is only if we are making a utensil to be immovable for the remainder of Shabbos. Because if we do that, it's as if we're fastening it with cement. But in the case of the chicks, where it's only temporarily, it's for a moment, that there'll be a chick, which is muktzah, on the basket, and after that the basket would be permissible, that is not usher. V'im hoyu alav ben ashmashos, and if the chicks were on the basket at the onset of Shabbos, nasa hasal betilta l'kohayom, so then the basket would be forbidden to be moved the entire day of Shabbos. In Halacha Yud and in Halacha Yud Aleph, we further qualify the definition of muktzah. Let's remember, what does the word muktzah mean? It is referring to something which is pushed away from being used on Shabbos. Something which has no Shabbos use, and we are sort of designating it that it is not being used in Shabbos. So then we say it is also to be used, even if we change our mind, or even if the circumstances change. So he says in Halacha Yud, Afar v'chol, dirt and sand, hatzavur bezovios bechotzer oberbayis, which are piled up in the corner of the yard or of the home, mutter l'tautalo, it is permissible to move it. The kevron ditzavoro, since it is piled up, zui hasmanosa l'tashmish, this shows that it is being set aside for use. Avoim hu mifuzar, if it be spread out sand, bato legabi karka, it would become subordinate to the ground, va'asa betilto, and then it could not be moved. So from the fact that it's piled up, that shows that it's meant for a use. V'chein im chotach kodem Shabbos, onaf mina ilan. The same thing would be true if before Shabbos, a person cuts off a branch from a tree, lahonif bo ulahafria chazvuvim ukiyotzebehem, in order to use it basically as a fly swatter, or for a similar purpose, mutter lishtamish bo b'Shabbos, it is permissible to make use of it on Shabbos, kevin shiyechado lekach, since it was designated for this, v'asol kli, and it was turned into a kli. In other words, even though normally a branch may not be moved on Shabbos, since here an act was done to make it usable for a use which is permissible in Shabbos, so it is allowed. Aval aser likach b'Shabbos bad min hamachbados, but it's forbidden on Shabbos to take off a branch to remove it from a broom, sharehu muktza, because that is muktza. You can't take it off in Shabbos. V'afilo not loy goy, even if a non-Jew removed the branch, also l'taltalo, it is forbidden to move it. Halacha yud aleph, nisarim shobali batim, wooden boards that belong to homeowners, she'enan omdim l'schara, that are not set aside to be sold, mutal l'taltalo, it is permissible to move them in Shabbos. Vishel uman, if they belong to an expert, a carpenter, usher, it is forbidden to move them. El imkein choshev alei mibaod yom, unless he thought about it and considered from before Shabbos, lehishtamish behem b'Shabbos, that he would make use of them at Shabbos. But otherwise, it would be in the category of mukta. Halacha Yud Beis expounds on the prohibition of moving muktza. He says, Kol muktza eina osa ela betilto. Any muktza is only forbidden in actual movement. Avo binigia be'alma, but merely to touch it, she'eina midnad nido, in a way that it will not even shake it, sharei, that is permissible. Ulechein muter liga b'minora ho'medes, therefore, it is permissible to touch a candelabra that is standing, afilo neros dokimba, even if the candles are lit within it, if you're careful to not move it or shake it at all. V'chein mutar likach dvar heter hamunach agabi muktza, and it is also permissible to take something which is not muktza, which is resting on something which is muksa. Avo aser liga b'menorah hatluya, but it is prohibited to touch a hanging chandelier. Ki af b'negiya ba'alma hu minad nida, because even with mere touching it, it will cause it to move, to shake. Umuter lechasos dvar muksa b'dava, it is permissible to cover a article which is muksa with something, she'ena muksa, that is not muksa, mifnei hakshamim, because of the rain, ukedoma, and the like. So for example, if you have a muksa article which is outside and is about to rain, you could put a tablecloth on top of it in order to protect it. Halacha yud gimel, tiltul kilacha yad mutter b'muksa, movement which is done in an abnormal fashion is permissible with muksa. V'lochein, and therefore, im shachach eza dava muksa al eza kli, if someone forgot and left something which was muksa on a utensil, o shenaflo shom b'Shabbos, or it fell there in Shabbos, im tzarech l'kli, if the person needs the utensil, hamuta, which is permissible, o limkomo, or he needs the place that it is, muta l'naro, Olisa sakli l'makam acher, he is permitted to shake it or to carry the kli to another place, ulanar as a muksa, and to shake off the muksa. Which means, let's say for example, a person is about to go to sleep on Friday night and there is a muksa article on the bed. So if it's a kli shemalachto l'iser, in any case, he would be allowed to move it if he needs a location. But if it is a different form of muksa, such as, let's say it's muksa machmas chasaran kis, something which is very valuable, so then there's no justification to move it because you need the location. So what a person could do is, they could shake off the bed so that it falls down. Now, if we're dealing with something that is particularly valuable, it could be that by falling it would break. So that's what he says. You could move it to a different location. For example, you could shake it down onto something soft and so that it would fall gently and it would not shatter. V'chein yachol lasos, and similarly, you are able to do this way. Im shachach ma'os bekisha bebigdo, if a person forgot money in the pocket of his garment, v'hut sarach lebigdo, and he needs to wear the garment, so what he could do is he could shake out the muktzah. Avol b'shvil ha-muktzah l'chud, also lasses kain. But if the reason why he is moving the muktzah is for the sake of the muktzah, he wants to protect it, or he wants to make sure it doesn't get stolen or damaged, also lasses kain, then that would be forbidden. V'im heniach kodem Shabbos b'kavona dova muktzah al-kli, and if before Shabbos a person intentionally left the muktzah on another article, nasa basis ledavar aser, so then the other article becomes a base for the muktzah, and therefore that too generally cannot be moved via voar, and it will be explained im yetzar Hashem besimin shachrezeh in simin pei tes. Halacha yudalid, avu b'she'enet tzorech la'kli amuter, in the case where the muktzah is on top of a kli, and one doesn't need the bottom kli, also l'taltula, it would be forbidden to move it, im yesha lov dava muktzah, as long as the muktzah article is on top of it. U'lechein, also lito b'yodov tinok, afilo b'shus ha'yochid, therefore, it's forbidden for a person to take a young child in his hands, even in a private domain. Im yesh biyodoy even o shar dvar muksa, if the child has a rock or some other muksa item in his hand. Ach im yesh latina gaguin, but if the child is longing to be held, Shem lo yitlu, to the extent that if you don't pick him up, yechle, he could get sick. V'gam yefshal lahashlich miyado ha'evan ukedoma, and it is also impossible to have him throw the rock or the other muktzah article from his hand, mifnei sheyitzak v'yivche, because then he will scream and cry. Oz mutter litlo biyadov bershus hayochid, then it is permissible to take the child in his hands in a rishus hayochid. V'im yesh bidei atinok eza matbeya, and if the child has a coin in his hand, oser afilo le'echos biyado, it is forbidden even to hold his hand, for whom mahalach biraglov, while the child walks on his feet, v'afilo b'shus hayochid, even in a private domain, v'afilo yesh le'gaguin, even if the child has a longing, mishum de'ikah le'mechash, because over here we would be concerned, shema tipa matbea midea tinok, maybe the coin would fall out of the hand of the child, v'zeh yishkach shayom Shabbos, and the adult would forget that today is Shabbos, v'yagbiyena v'nimtza metalto muksa betulta gomer, and then the adult would pick it up, and he would ultimately be moving muksa in the most direct way. So that's why we'd be much more strict with money. People are more likely to forget about the fact that today's Shabbos when their money is at stake. V'asa afilo bimkom sakonas choli, and this is prohibited even where there's a danger of illness to the child, kaven she'ein shom shum sakonas nefesh, because since there's no danger to life, im lo yitleno, if you don't take him, you don't hold the child, so consequently we would have to be machmer and not hold the child when he is holding a coin. Halacha tesvav, mace also letautalei b'Shabbos, a corpse may not be moved on Shabbos. It has no use at this time. Avo mutter lishmot esakar mitachtov, but one would be permitted to remove the pillow from underneath him, shelo yasriach, so that it should not pick up the bad smell of the corpse. Ubilvan shelo yozes bo shum ever, as long as he's careful not to move any of the limbs of the corpse. Vimo yapiv niftach v'holach, And if the mouth of the corpse is in the process of opening, kosher es alechi, one should tie down the jaw, be'inyan shelo yosef lihipaseach, so that it cannot open further. Aval lo kidei sheyisager ma shekvar niftach, but he's not allowed to tie it in a way that it would close that which it is already open. She'im kein hayamezes ever, because if so, he would be moving a limb. So we can do an action to prevent the limbs of the corpse from moving, but we are not allowed to move the limbs or even move it back to its original state. Halacha tezayin, im nafla deleika, if a fire breaks out, v'yireyim shelo yisaref hames, and they're afraid that they don't want the corpse to get burnt, so because of kavod hames, we say that mutarin letaltelo agav dvar heter, it is permissible to move the corpse via some permissible article. Dahainu, this means to say, shemanichin olav, that they put on top of the corpse, o etzlo, or next to it, ezedvar maicho, any type of food, umetalto shneim biachad, and they move the two of them together. This is a special heter that only applies to moving a corpse when we are trying to protect it. V'im ein dvar maicho, if they don't have any food, manichin olav ezer kli o malbush, they'd be allowed to put on the corpse any utensil or article of clothing, shemuta beteltil, which is by itself permissible to be moved. The Mishnah Berurah points out that really it is mutter to put these articles there even if someone does have food available. And he says that if someone doesn't have anything to put there, what they could do is they could move the corpse from bed to bed and thereby bring the corpse out of danger of the fire. But that's not what the Kitzur tells us. The Kitzur says, V'im gamzos ayin, and if even this they don't have anything else to put on the corpse, azai metaltun oso levado, then they could move the corpse by itself. But he adds, benkach o benkach, in any case, ein metaltun oso el lemakom shemutarim lahotzi l'sham. The corpse can only be moved to a place that one is allowed to carry there. Avol lemakom shasurin lahotzi, but to a place that is forbidden to carry there, to a shesarabim or to a karmelis, ein lahotzia, one may not move it there, ki im aide goy, unless a non-Jew is the one that is transferring the corpse. The final two halachas in this siman deal with the principle of graf sharei. This means that something which is repulsive, even if it would otherwise be considered muktza, one would be allowed to move it for the sake of removing it from the premises. So he says in halacha yud zayin, kol davar mitunaf, anything that is repulsive, kigon rei v'ki v'tzoa, such as feces, or vomit, or excrement, bein shel adam, bein shel tarnegolim, whether it is human waste or it is of chickens, imhem bebayis or bechotzer, if they could be found in the house or in the yard, sheyoshvim shom b'nei adam, in a place that people sit, since it is repulsive to them, mutar lahotziyam la'ashba, it is permissible to take it out to the garbage. Ukeshemotzi graf sharei, o avicho me raglayim, and when one takes out a chamber pot which contains feces, or a utensil which contains urine, as long as he is holding the utensil in his hands, mutar lahachziro, he'd be allowed to bring it back after emptying it. Kedin kol muktza, like we find with all muktza, shebaodo biyodo mutar lataltalo lanicho bimkom sheyirtze, to place it in a location that he wants. But after he puts it down from his hand, now it is prohibited to move it, because it is something which is very disgusting. Vigarua mishar muksa machmas mias, and is even worse than other forms of muksa machmas mias, of other muksa which is forbidden because it's disgusting. In other words, the heter of graf shereyi only applies when we want to remove something from the premises because it's repulsive. But once it's no longer in our hands anymore and it's not bothering anyone, then there's no justification to move it. But when it's needed for the sake of human dignity, let's say, for example, for someone who's bedridden, then it is permissible to bring it back. Similarly, if someone could put water inside it, in a way that it would be usable for an animal to drink from it, now they would be allowed to bring it back in this manner. Halacha Yudches. Mutar liten kli tachas hadelef b'shabbos. It is permissible to put a utensil under a leek on Shabbos. V'im nismala, if the utensil becomes full of the water, shovcho umachziro limkomo, you can spill it out and bring it back to its place. V'hu shiyehe hadelef roi l'rechitza. This is only when the water that is dripping is usable for washing something, Mr. Brewer adds, or that's usable for an animal to drink from it. But if the water is repugnant, so that no one would dream of washing the floor with it, it would be forbidden to put a utensil underneath it to catch the water, because we are not allowed to initially create a situation of graf shorei, of a utensil that is holding something which is repugnant. V'im avar, and if a person already did so, unisono, and he placed it there, v'hu b'mokam d'ma'isi alav, and it's in a place where it is disgusting people, mutar lahotziyam, it has the same din of any other graf shorei, and it is mutter to move it, to take it out, in order that it won't be bothering people. He then says in parentheses, the laws of muktza in the place of great loss, he says that was discussed earlier in Simon Pei Hei Sif Dalet, and the laws of muktza on Yom Tif, as well as muktza machmas mitzvah, they will be discussed later on in a different simon. What still remains to be discussed in the laws of muktza now is the halacha of basis l'davar aser, and that we will leave for the next simon, Simon Pei Tes.